Roman numeral number 3. In the Lord's recovery, today there is an urgent need of shepherding. 1 Peter 5:2. Shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing, not under compulsion, but willingly, according to God, not by seeking gain through base means, but eagerly. 3. Nor as lording it over your allotments, but by becoming patterns of the flock. 4. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. A. The greatest lack among us is in the matter of shepherding. B. In his organic salvation, God a Father first regenerates us by God a Spirit, and then shepherds us in God a Son as our shepherd, that we may exist and grow in his life for eternity. C. Shepherding the believers is crucial for their growth in the divine life unto maturity, for the building up of the body of Christ. D. The shepherding that builds up the body of Christ is a mutual shepherding. 1 Corinthians 12:23, and those members of the body which we consider to be less honorable, these we clothe with more abundant honor. 24, but our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. 25, that there would be no division in the body, but that the members would have the same care for one another. 1. All believers, regardless of their stage of spiritual growth, need shepherding. We all have defects and shortcomings and need others to shepherd us. 2. We need to be under the organic shepherding of Christ and to be one with Him to shepherd others. 3. We are both sheep and shepherds, shepherding and being shepherded in mutuality. Through this shepherding, the church is built up into the body of Christ. E. The more we are constituted with Christ, the more we will spontaneously live a shepherding life and have the burden to take care of others. 1. The constitution of Christ in our spiritual life has a shepherding aspect. 2. Shepherding is not a matter of responding to being encouraged by others to shepherd. 3. Shepherding is the issue of being constituted with Christ. 4. The part of our being that has been constituted with Christ is the part that shepherds others. 5. We cannot shepherd anyone. The Christ constituted us into us is the shepherd. F. We need to shepherd the flock of God according to the loving and tender heart of our Father God and according to the seeking and shepherding spirit of our Savior Christ. 1. We need to shepherd one another in love. 2. Love is the most excellent way for us to be anything and to do anything. A. God has given us a spirit of love. B. Since God is love, and since we have been regenerated by God to be His species, we should be love. 3. The body of Christ builds up itself in love.